This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Discuss the number 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
Coming up, Bonnie has a story she's going to share, which is pretty good news coming out of Detroit. Not a lot of good news coming out of Detroit, but this is good news regarding drug decriminalization, specifically, I believe, psychedelic plants.
And entheogenic plants and fungi, I think it is.
Yeah, that's the same thing, psychedelic and entheogenic. Entheogenic is a new... the newer term for psychedelic. It doesn't have the baggage that psychedelic does. So we can talk about that coming up here. And also, I've got a related story about Oregon and their drug decrim that went into effect earlier this year after it was voted into place in November.
No, it was in 2020.
November of 2020.
Oh, exactly. But it went into effect. Okay, sorry.
Correct. So we're going to go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up what you want. We got Drake. He's on the line in Colorado. Go ahead, Drake.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I had a relationship advice for question for Bonnie. It's kind of more of a philosophical question, really.
Laid on me.
So if you believe in free will, right, chooser of your own destiny, God or the universe or whatever, can't make somebody love you, kind of as seen in Bruce Almighty, if you remember that movie where Jim Carrey was trying to make Jennifer Aniston fall in love with him, and God said he couldn't do that. Anyway, so I have a crush on this girl, and whenever I have a chance to make a wish, you know, I don't know if I wish for that girl to love me, you know, not to give away my wish. That's not exactly my wish. But the other day, I was driving to work. It was dark, and I saw a shooting star, and, you know, I kind of made a wish about that, and I was wondering what your thoughts were, if that's like a waste of a wish, or if that's not something that you should wish about, you know what I mean?
Well, I won't say that you're wrong for making that wish, but I'll say it's only a wasted wish if you're not putting in the effort, making yourself be around her often.
What's the circumstance with this girl? Is she at work? Is she somewhere you know from another, you know, church group? Or, like, what's the, you know, how do you know her?
She's kind of from the same small town, living in a different town, different city, and just hanging out every now and then. Like I said, it's just a crush, so, you know.
But you hang out with this person, so does she believe that she's your friend?
Yeah, friends, for sure.
Okay. What do you think about this, Bonnie? Is somebody who's got a crush? I mean, ultimately, we're talking about a secret crush, right? Like, you've never let her know about how you feel.
I guess I'm kind of outgoing. It's probably not much of a secret, but I guess I haven't said, yo, I like you a lot. You know what I mean? It's nothing like that, so.
I would say, you know, investigate if there's any possible reason you know she doesn't like you, like, you know, if she has a boyfriend or anything like that. If you can find any reason that, you know, if there's no reason why she wouldn't not like you, then ask her out on a date, because you're already friendly with her. You know, if you leave it all up to the universe, like, in that star, you know, making wishes and stuff like that, then it's probably not going to come true. If you put in some effort, it might.
Well, they say luck favors the bold. You know, you can wish all you want, but you've got to take action in order to get what you want in this world. I mean, it sounds like if she's willing to hang out with you, she must not dislike you, right? Because the girl that doesn't like you is not going to spend time with you. But at the same time, you don't want to be in the friend zone either, right?
And the other thing is, most girls do want guys to make, like, the first move. They feel like they're being, you know, aggressive.
Pursued.
If the girls feel like they're being aggressive if they're the first ones to say that they like you.
Yeah, and they just don't care for that.
Right.
So, you know, you've been hanging out with this girl, but you've never really been explicit with her that you'd like to do more than just occasionally see her in some sort of friendly circumstance.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, it's more fun when to see a shooting star and say, you know, think about her than it is to say, oh, I wish I'll get a raise at work, you know. Right. It's more fun to think about her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to answer your philosophical question, I wouldn't say that it's, you know, bad. I mean, you're not doing some kind of witchcraft spell to try to force her to like you.
I don't think right. that would work yeah. anyway, would it?
Yeah. I think that's the whole point. Yeah, no, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So what would you recommend, Bonnie, as far as, like, you know, should he wait until he sees her next in person and go ahead and, you know, ask a question about where, you know, invite her out for a dinner? What would you recommend?
Well, if it's always a situation where you're hanging out with a lot of people and it's never just one-on-one with her, try to get a situation where you start a conversation with her. Like, think of anything, something she's wearing, like maybe she's wearing a shirt that says something you can make a comment about, just get that one little in yeah. and start a conversation just you and her. And then if that's all you can muster for that day, then, you know, she's like, you know, she's got you as in a tab in her mind. And then the next day you see her, ask her out on a date, something like that.
Yep. Well, I will say, we went to a concert the other night, and when we were walking back, she held my hand. So you know, maybe it's looking up.
If a girl's yeah. holding your hand, I mean, like, to me, that's already a sign. Like, they say, whoever they are, that if a girl is willing to break the touch barrier with you, then that's a really good sign. Like, and if she's doing it before you're even on any sort of an official date, I mean, that's like the go-ahead sign, right? I mean, don't you think so, Bonnie? That's
yeah,
like
sounds
pretty...
like, I bet she's just waiting for your move.
Yeah. Come on, bro. Now's the time. I would say don't delay on this. And Devilman13 on our Twitch chat says, sack up and ask her out. Confidence is sexy.
Okay. Well, thank you, Devilman.
All right, Drake, good luck. Let us know how it goes, will you? Call back next week.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah, don't take any longer than, you know, next few days. Get this done.
10-4, Saturday tomorrow.
All right, brother. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. There you go, Bonnie. You were asking for somebody to call in with a relationship question.
That was a great relationship question.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Yeah, I mean, for her to be holding your hand before even an official date or whatever.
I was even thinking about suggesting that, like, try to do something where you know, touch her arm or something and see how she reacts.
Yeah, it has to be subtle, right? Like, you know, something that's not...
Creepy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so 603-283-6160. Good news coming out of Detroit. I think you had a story about this before, Bonnie, that Detroit voters were going to be possibly looking at a question in November at their vote as to the decriminalization of psychedelic plants or entheogenic plants and fungi, which would include mushrooms. So psychedelic mushrooms or psilocybin, which is the active chemical.
Ayahuasca.
Mushrooms. Ayahuasca, which is DMT. And what else? There's cactus, right?
Peyote.
So peyote. Yep, that would be, I think, in there as well. Those are probably the three biggies. Mescaline is also, I think, cactus-based, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I kind of thought mescaline was what's in peyote, but I could be wrong.
You could be right. That's one of those ones that I've always sort of been a little curious about, but never enough to spend time really researching it myself.
Me either.
And if I recall correctly, wasn't there a group called Decriminalized Nature that was behind
yes.
this? Tell me more. What's going on? What happened?
So voters in Detroit approved a proposal on Tuesday that essentially decriminalizes entheogenic plants like magic mushrooms and ayahuasca. An organization is working to pass similar legislation at the state level and locally here in Grand Rapids. Mike Williams, the co-director of Decriminalized Nature Michigan, they have different chapters mm-hmm. in different states, says, while many are listed as Schedule 1 drugs under the Drug Enforcement Administration, they have medicinal and other religious use. And Schedule 1 means no medicinal properties. It's just completely bad for you, and that's why we made it illegal.
Right. By the way, the federal government still has cannabis as Schedule 1, despite yep. the fact that it is prescribable as medicine in the supermajority of the states at this point.
Yeah, forget what doctors think.
Yeah, forget all those doctors and all those people out there that have had tremendous medical positive effects from using cannabis. We'll continue. We're going to find out. I imagine they're going to tell us what the percentage was that that voted for this. Coming up here, great news out of Detroit that the people of Detroit have voted for. And not a lot of good stuff in Detroit, but this is one reason, I guess, to say something nice about them. So voting to decriminalize entheogenic drugs, plants, and fungi. More coming up here. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and phones are open here. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
Whether you got a question about, you know, a relationship issue you want to ask, or you get some sort of issue in the news that you want to discuss, we can talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. Coming up, the crazy Microsoft woke videos. If you haven't seen the, or you're not going to see it, but you're going to hear the audio, and that's really all you really need out of this, of how crazily woke Microsoft has become. We will explain that and share that with you on the way. But right now we're talking about drug decriminalization, specifically in the city of Detroit. And as I said, there's not a lot of good stuff to talk about when it comes to Detroit. The economy there has just been devastated. There's, you know, not a whole lot of freedom to be found in the city of Detroit. A lot of people have left the city of Detroit. It is in a pretty decrepit shape in a lot of cases, and it's a scary place to live for some folks. But Detroit voters did make at least one good decision on this recent November ballot, and Bonnie, you're sharing that story with us.
Yep, so they voted to not legalize, but decriminalize entheogenic plants and fungi. And the group behind it, Decriminalize Nature, the co-director of the Decriminalize Nature Michigan chapter, says, named Michael Liam, says, the idea that they, entheogenic plants, are Schedule One, was based out of fear and hysteria. The whole Nixon-era war on drugs, trying to quell the anti-war movement, trying to quell voices of minorities across the country, Williams said.
There was actually a statement that, I think it was Nixon's, I don't know if his chief of staff or some guy that worked close with Nixon, who made it real clear that the reason they went with the war on drugs was to specifically target hippies and blacks.
Mm.
That was, I mean, it was just straight up, that's what this was all about.
Mm. Wow.
They wanted an excuse to target and harass and arrest black people and hippies in the United States. And that's what it was, that's why it was created. And it's still with us to today. Hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars have been spent on this. I mean, it is a crazy amount of money and wasted lives. Hundreds of thousands, millions of people every single year put behind bars, arrested, and lives destroyed because of the war on drugs. The war on drugs is worse than the damage from addiction itself.
Yep. He says the group will use the vote that Detroit just made as momentum to keep the push going towards a statewide acceptance.
And was there any idea of what the vote was, what the actual percentage of Detroiters who voted to decriminalize psychedelic plants?
Yes. 53,000 voters voted yes, which is 61%.
Okay.
And 34,000 voted no, 39%.
That's not bad.
Another thing that was on this ballot, another proposal that they voted on, was a vote that would require the Detroit City Council to establish a reparations task force to make recommendations for housing and economic development programs that address historical discrimination against Detroit's black community, and 80% of the voters approved that.
Wow.
72,000 people voted yes, and 17,000 voted no.
Yeah, so like I said, not a lot of good news coming out of Detroit. It doesn't sound good. Because,
no, I mean, to the average person, it sounds good. Like, oh, help black people? Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with helping people, but to
that's what
do
we
it,
understand.
But to do it at the, you know, the point of a gun, which is the only way government can help people. You know, yeah, there's people that benefit from the welfare system, sure. They're being paid money that was extracted by the threat of violence from other people.
And at the end of the day, being given money doesn't actually help people as much as they probably think in the moment that it does. What would help them more would be if the city of Detroit, you know, stopped making them pay taxes.
That's one thing. And also if the city of Detroit stopped making them do things like business permits.
Hmm.
And so what they're talking about here is, oh, well, we'll carve out a special area for blacks in Detroit and, you know, give them some money so they can jump through.
They'll be more, you know, dependent on the state.
Of course. But give them money so they can jump through the hoops that we've put up to make it harder to open a business. You know, one of the reasons why Detroit is in such bad economic shape as it is because it's a big city and there's a ton of regulations on business there. Why would you open a business in Detroit when you can open it in a nearby, you know, smaller city and, you know, for a lot less? You wouldn't have to jump through all the stupid regulatory hoops. If you want to help poor people, if you want to help blacks, if you want to help other people that are poor and in, you know, difficult circumstances in life, then get rid of regulations. Get rid of the zoning rules. Let people build whatever they want to build as far as their house is concerned without having to ask permission. Let people open a business inside their own home without having to ask government permission.
Let people let as many of their family members as they want live in one place or, you know.
That's another. You're absolutely right about that, Bonnie. That is absolutely a rule that exists in cities. Here in Keene, little Keene, New Hampshire, it's small, one of the smallest cities you'll come across, they say no more than four unrelated people can live in the same household together. And I don't know what they have as far as rules on families, but in big cities like this, you better believe there's worse rules than that.
Well.
You know, there's certain occupational limits and that sort of thing. And I understand some people say, well, I don't want a million people living in the house next to me. That would be a trashy neighborhood or whatever. Okay, well, go and live in a neighborhood that has deed restrictions that are a private agency, a private organization that people agree to, where they say, okay, we all agree together that for the benefit of the neighborhood, we are not going to have more than five people per house or whatever. You know, for the benefit of the neighborhood, we won't have grass that's more than 6 inches high. We won't paint our houses any color but white. We won't. There's all these stupid rules in these deed-restricted neighborhoods. But the thing is, those people agreed to it.
Yep, it was voluntary.
Right, so that's why I don't live in those places.
And it's just, it's crazy to me to think of all the instances where people realize, hey, this system is hurting, disproportionately hurting a minority of people. We want to fix that. Let's use the system to fix it instead of abolishing
more rules.
Yeah, instead of abolishing the system altogether, let's try to change it. Let's try to ask them to be better.
And it never works.
It doesn't work.
And it's just creating more rules, more bureaucracy. They have to hire more bureaucrats in order to administer this because they're adding more complexity to an already highly burdensome system. And that's, again, one of the reasons why Detroit is one of the worst economically, you know, as far as economical freedom or whatever. It's terrible. I mean, I'm glad to hear that they're going to be able to drown their sorrows with, you know, various different decriminalized drugs. That's good news. But there's no freedom there. So, I mean, it's not going to attract me. I'm not going to move in there. The best chance for freedom for people that love it is to come together into the same place. That's what we're doing here, of course, in New Hampshire. But I am curious to know more about this. I don't know if there's more to the story, Bonnie, or is it just a real shorty? You know, did they get into when this rule is going to go into effect? I believe the proposal that you described last time was that it would be the lowest police priority because they can't, you know, they can't undo the state laws. They can just say, we're not going to enforce it.
It says Detroit officials will have to determine to interpret the decriminalization, which will likely take some time.
Determine to interpret?
Yeah.
Okay. 603-283-6160. I don't know what sort of political BS that is, but it sounds annoying.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are once again running into roadblocks trying to pass two big budget agenda items. The House was planning to vote on Friday on the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a more partisan social spending measure. Instead, the day has been defined by delays and even more negotiations. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise, appearing on Fox News, says the country can't afford more spending with prices already on the rise.
We don't need more inflation, $4 trillion in taxes and spending, let alone all the taxes on things like natural gas. You see these payments to illegals, $450,000.
Jurors are being selected to hear a case against an associate of the late Jeffrey Epstein. Jury selection has started in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking trial. Maxwell is charged with recruiting and grooming underage girls for Epstein. USA Radio News. America is saying a formal goodbye to the late Colin Powell. President Biden and former Presidents Bush and Obama joining the Powell family and hundreds of invited guests for today's funeral service at the Washington National Cathedral. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is speaking out after testing positive for COVID. That was following a controversy this week regarding his vaccination status. Speaking to the Pat McAfee show, Rodgers explained his allergy prevented him from getting the shots offered by Pfizer and Moderna. That left only the single-dose J&J vaccine, but Rodgers noted it wasn't possible after it got pulled earlier this year due to a clotting issue. Rodgers says he never lied and the NFL was kept in the loop.
The league was fully aware of it. Upon my return, it was at that point that I petitioned them to accept my immunization status as under their vaccination protocol.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and open phones here as always. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You can head over there and learn the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just hit get started at the top of the page and start learning about this very important financial technology that is changing the face of finance around the planet. It's changing the individual's ability to control their value, to control the value they've created in their lives, and take it away from the governments and away from the banks. And if you want to learn more about it, go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and just watch the first video for, I don't know, 3 minutes of your time. If you feel like digging in deeper, you can do that too. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. They also have a great news site for those of you that want the latest news headlines about crypto. Head over to news.bitcoin.com. As we go to Dale, he's on the line in Georgia. You were listening on our station WGOW in Tennessee, but you said they went to sports after 8 o'clock, so appreciate you flipping over to online. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, brother, I've just noticed the hypocrisy of the socialist squad in D.C. And, okay, now, they had promises for their constituents of, raising the minimum wage and Medicare for all health care. Those two things were dropped. And I'll tell you why they were dropped. They don't want to give people more money or health care. What they want is to set up these bloated, top-heavy government programs like, you know, whether it's some kind of odd health care or child care. And, you know, about 10% of the money will actually trickle down. You know, they don't have control if they actually give their brainwashed minions actual money. Am I making sense? I'm not for all of that. I'm just saying they give lip service to them. But when it comes down to it, they set up these programs that are just like different teats on the hog that they, you know, it's like you just suck on this for the rest of your life. We're not going to actually improve your life.
No, no, of course not.
Set up these, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but here's the thing. They didn't even need to pass the minimum wage increase. All they had to do is print out trillions of dollars and, you know, put a bunch more people on welfare. And now you've got Wendy's. I just saw a sign. We drove by Wendy's the other day offering $14 an hour low-end skillless, you know, labor jobs. You know, McDonald's is paying 16 and up or something like that up here, and this is in New England.
No, $14 an hour is worth a lot less than it was in like 2016 when Bernie Sanders was talking about, oh, make the minimum wage.
It's getting less and less.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's right. So the whole fight for 15 is over. It's already essentially a $15 wage up.
They really don't want to give people just loose cash because they have no control over that.
That's correct.
What they want to have is a program that you come out with your, you know, what was the Charles Dickens thing, you know, with your little bowl and asking for just a bit of gruel, please.
Yeah. Right.
That's what they want.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want. In fact, that's the reason why they're talking about what's called a central bank digital currency.
That's what I was thinking. So they can give you the money, but they know exactly what you spend it on. They can control what you spend it on, and they can take it away whenever they want.
Correct.
They tempt, exactly. They tempt your vote with, oh, we're going to give you all of this money, all of this freedom. But then it's like with that so-called $2,000 stimulus. Oh, I'm sorry, it was $1,400, and that unrelated price. You know, they lie. They are such liars.
Well, they are. And, you know, you called out the socialist squad, but the truth is they're all liars. Every single person.
They all are. Even the Republicans.
Yeah. Republicans are socialists, too. Republicans want you to pay for their socialized protection services like the police.
Or the military or whatever.
I guess I'm kind of libertarian. I don't know. I'm an American. I'm a hillbilly, actually.
Well, here's the thing. Do you want to be left alone?
I love Donald Trump because they all hate him. And that's why I like Trump. You may not agree, but I like anybody. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is our congresswoman. I like the fact that they all hate her.
Do you want to leave people alone, and do you want to be left alone?
Absolutely.
That's the libertarian ethos right there, my friend. I mean, that's the key. The problem with a lot of people on the right is they can't just leave people alone. Like, they can see the benefit of being left alone. Like, they get it. They want their business to be left alone. They
but
want
you
their...
can't smoke pot. Oh, don't smoke pot.
Yeah, you got it. They just can't...
That ain't going to work for me.
They just can't abide the idea that their neighbor might be different from them, and they can't just leave them alone. And as long as you can't leave somebody else alone, as long as you can't just, you know, focus on your own life and make your own world better and make your family better, and just leave other people alone, you'll never have freedom. You'll never be left alone because those other people that you're trying to oppress, they get pissed off and they double back their efforts to try to control you in return. And that's what we have here. We've got the two different sides of the same coin fighting over power endlessly, and it just keeps getting worse and worse after every single president. The power just keeps accruing more and more to the federal government. This has to end, man. What do your neighbors think about independence down there? What about Georgia's secession? Is there a movement down there? Anything happen?
Well, no, we actually, where I am in northwest Georgia, we're like you're saying, we do kind of mind our own business.
Mm-hmm.
And we respect each other. You know, nobody cares if you smoke a little weed, for instance. I mean, we go to church every Sunday. But then, you know, I like to twist one up every day, and that's just how it is.
I love your accent, man.
I mean, I'm 60 years old, and, you know, I've been married 36 years, And that's just, you know, I lived in Atlanta 14 years working and living.
Yeah.
But I like it up here in the mountains where, you know, there's a lot of, they're not coming, you know, there's no mandates that's going to be enforced here.
Are you on the radio, by the way? You got a great voice, man. I don't know if you've done any radio work before, but I really enjoy
well,
it.
Well, I've been calling into shows.
Okay.
I mean, I've talked to Brian Lamb. You know, I go way back and, you know, I just talk on the phone.
All right, cool,
you know,
man.
I call it to Walton and Johnson and such, you know.
Dale, thanks for your call tonight, man.
I love y'all, and I'm going to try to get back online here on the phone, and I'll listen to y'all, and peace, love, and legalize.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. That's what I like to hear down there. That call just warms my heart. the number here is 603-283-6160. That is what it takes, though. You have to be willing to allow other people to be free. You know, if whatever it is your neighbors are doing are bothering you, well, then just, you need to just change your mindset.
And the other thing about it is those people aren't going to go do something about it themselves. They're not going to go talk to their neighbor. They want somebody else to take care of the neighbors for them. They want the police to go to the neighbors.
Yeah, but most of the time it's not even something you should talk to them about. It's like, oh, I don't like their beliefs. Oh, I don't like that he's twisting one up. Oh, I don't like that, you know, there's two men together. Or I don't like that, you know, whatever. Or I don't like that there's three people living in the same house. Oh, my God, three people want to get married or whatever, right? Like, there's all these different people out there with their opinions about what other people are doing. Man, mind your own business. And, you know, your life will get better. And maybe if other people see that people are leaving them alone, maybe they'll be less or more likely, rather, to leave other people alone if they don't feel like they're constantly under threat from people who have differing belief systems as them. But then again, it's also a lot better for people of similar beliefs to just come together. And that's why libertarians should move to New Hampshire. Conservatives ought to move to Texas. Liberals ought to move to California. And the rest of the 47 states, I don't know what the, you know, people should do there. Because obviously not everybody needs to go to the same three places. But that's what needs to happen. Is people need to divvy up. And then they're going to be, you know, at least around more people that are more likely to be like them. Of course, then they'll find other things to dislike about their neighbors. Just because that seems to be the way people are. 603-283-6160 is the number here if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. Coming up, Oregon decriminalization of all drugs. It passed last year. How's it going?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Story coming out of Pew Research or PewTrusts.org, I guess. I don't know if it's the same organization, but they did a nice little write-up here. Yeah, Pew Charitable Trusts is the organization. And they're looking at Oregon, where last year I was surprised to find out that there was a ballot initiative that passed with, I would say, really good numbers. I think it was almost 60% of voters in the state of Oregon voted to decriminalize all drugs.
Almost 60%?
I believe it was like 58, something like that, percent. So a decisive victory, not a supermajority or anything like that, but a good number of voters weighed in on the question, and they said, yeah, this war on drugs is insane. It's hurting people. And, yeah, a drug addiction, it's a bad thing. There's no doubt about it. Bad to be addicted to drugs. It ruins that. An addiction can ruin somebody's life.
But don't pile on.
Right. And when you say pile on, you mean, oh, you've got a drug addiction? Great. Here's a jail cell. Well, that's going to make your life better. No, it's going to actually make it so you probably lose your job. Because a lot of people who are drug addicts, they're functional. They're not just laying around constantly getting high because you've got to pay for it. Right? You've got to somehow pay for the drugs you're going to put into your body. And usually, the way most of them do it, I mean, there's the occasional one that'll go out and rob a convenience store or something. But most people, they're willing to work for it. They're willing to go to work, show up at work, get the job done, get paid, and go and get high. Or some of them get high at work, and some of their bosses don't care, right? But they're not out, you know, most drug users aren't committing crimes to get drugs. Now, that said, a lot of drug users do. Some do. And a lot of the crime out there comes from people who are trying to get drugs. And so if we were to legalize or decriminalize fully various different drugs, what you actually see, what I suspect you will see, is you've seen in Portugal, where they've had drugs decriminalized in personal amounts for something like close to two decades now at this point, where you've seen the overdoses drop dramatically, like right away.
Violent crime dropped too, right?
I believe crime has gone down, yes, because it is now easier than ever to acquire drugs in Portugal. And so Oregon decided they were going to do a similar experiment. And the voters passed this thing. I believe it went into effect back in February of this year. So it hasn't quite been a full year of decriminalization, but we're getting there. It's been a full year since it passed. And Pew Trust has a story about it. In fact, they have a story about how other states are looking to follow suit. Democratic lawmakers in Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont have all proposed decriminalization bills this year. Now, notice New Hampshire isn't on that list. I don't know if that's because they said this year. So I don't know if that's going to be 2022 or 2021. Because I know that New Hampshire is now filed for 2022, and there's like 800-something bills. So it's possible that just not everyone has looked through it yet. So I'm curious to see. I know there's going to be some marijuana decrim stuff that we're looking at in New Hampshire, like even further decrim.
Oh, I thought you were saying all drugs.
No. In Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, there's been legalization or decriminalization bills for all drugs put in, apparently, for this year.
But
New Hampshire wasn't on that list.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's simply because they don't know, because there's still 800 bills.
But you
bills.
Said all drugs. Yeah, there's none for New Hampshire that's for all drugs.
Oh, you know for sure?
Oh, I was asking.
That's what I'm saying, is I don't know, because there's over 800 bills.
Oh.
And so, they don't even have bill numbers yet, so I think we're going to know more once the bills are actually assigned bill numbers and different organizations
that's
have a chance.
That's going to come out soon, right? Because we start...
Within the next month or two.
Yeah, because in January we have town halls about it.
Yeah, they start, a couple weeks into January. Yeah. And town hall is not the right word. They're committee hearings that happen at the State House. But there are going to definitely be some marijuana-related things in New Hampshire. There's some actual, constitutional amendments that have been proposed regarding legalization of marijuana, which is an interesting approach.
Nice.
The idea behind that is the governor of New Hampshire, the tyrant king, Chris Sununu, has said he will refuse to sign any kind of legalization bills for cannabis. But when it comes to a constitutional amendment, he is not a factor. Because it has to go through the state house and the state senate, then it gets put on the ballot, and then 2/3 of the voters have to vote for it. So, if the house and the senate pass the constitutional amendment, it goes on the ballot, and then it is put to the voters, not to the governor. And
nice.
That's a very interesting approach. We're going to see how that pans out coming up in the future here in New Hampshire, and then maybe decrim can be done the same way for all the rest of the drugs. But the there's also apparently measures on the 2022 and 2024 ballots in Washington and California, respectively. According to the Drug Policy Alliance, they helped fund the ballot initiative that resulted in Oregon's new law, which took effect in February of this year. But Oregon's experience shows it's easier to eliminate criminal penalties than to ramp up behavioral health services and get more people to use them. In fact, critics of decriminalization say such policies could decrease access to treatment because fewer low-level offenders will be pushed into court-ordered programs. However, those critics I will take issue with, because if you push people into programs, then they are not as effective. If you tell somebody who has drugs, hey, you have to go to this drug treatment center, even though you don't think you have a problem, even though we're, going to threaten you with violence if you don't do it, that doesn't exactly result in the same kind of positive effects, right? Because when you threaten somebody into drug treatment versus them going in because they have realized that they have a problem, that's a totally different situation. Okay, so if you are being told you have to do a thing, then a lot of people react differently to that than if they're like scraping rock bottom and then they're like, okay, now it's time. So when somebody makes their own choice, it becomes more valuable. And it's also less valuable, especially for the people who are in that treatment program who have chosen to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a treatment program because you've realized that you are a drug addict and you need help and you've checked yourself in or your family encouraged you and you decided to do it on your own volition, and then all of a sudden the court puts a bunch of people in your program, like in your group session or whatever.
They're like, I don't care. I just can't wait to get out of here and do more drugs.
Right. Or they're like trying to push drugs on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, come on out. Let's get high together after the meet. That stuff happens. And so you're actually harming the chances of the people who are really looking for help. But anyway, Criminalizing a health condition is never the way to go, said the executive director of Oregon's Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission, an independent government agency. So that piece of Oregon's law was beautifully constructed, but it also created a problem because there are some people, the stick of jail allowed them to get into recovery, and now we don't have that anymore, he said. And again, just defending using a stick on people. That's just not, I'm sorry, that's not how you do compassion.
Mm.
If you want to show people that you care about them, you let them know how, you know, what's going on. You let them know how you feel. Like, hey, man, you're having a problem here. Here's what you've done, right? Like, you didn't show up at work. You stole from your grandmother. Like, you need some help. And you offer them the help. And if they aren't ready to take it, then okay. You let them know the door's open when they're ready to come and do something about it. If now, if they're actually stealing, then there's got to be something done about that. They have to pay restitution. There should be some sort of punishment there. But
get them away from you.
But to punish them for just being addicted to drugs, no, that doesn't help. Anyway, they say that Oregon's inpatient facilities and their detox clinics and recovery-focused nonprofits have been battered by COVID-19 and workforce shortages in recent years. It's unclear whether those service providers can expand to serve more clients, say some behavioral health advocates. Okay, well, that's not their problem. That's not the problem of the people who are addicted. And that doesn't mean that they should go to jail if there's no treatment centers available. Richardson said states should ensure recovery services are widely available before decriminalizing drugs. Quote, unfortunately, use of criminal justice becomes a necessary proxy when you don't have effective behavioral health services, he said.
Are we still talking about entheogenic plants? Oh, no, because Oregon is all drugs.
Yeah, heroin, cocaine, yeah. LSD, you name it, they have decriminalized the possession, the personal possession of all drugs. And that includes, I believe it includes prescription medication. So if you've, you know, even though you don't have a legal prescription, if you get caught with a few oxycodones or whatever, you're not going to go to jail. And again, you shouldn't go to jail. And you shouldn't have to wait until there's quote unquote enough recovery services in the market, because guess what? The market will respond. If there's a demand for recovery services, people will supply it. Whether it be people in search of a profit, that want to run some sort of a hospital or whatever, mental services, or whether it be the Army or whoever. They can offer these services, and they can do it without having to ask permission, and they can do it voluntarily. We'll talk about the Oregon ballot initiative that passed last year, and the story here over at PewTrust.org looks into it. Like, what are the numbers? They get into that, by the way. Like, how many people were arrested prior to decriminalization, and how many have been arrested in the last 10 months or so? More coming up here.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.